The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
These images are just publicly available voter data scrolling across the screen, not proof of election hacking. So Lindell changed his story, saying now the real evidence will be revealed at a cyber symposium, streamed live with MyPillow discounts available throughout. And as further proof, he sent CNN a preview, 6 different screenshots.
You sent us this on Friday.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's just one piece of 1.2 billion lines of data from the election. Okay, there's within that will be timestamps of when it happened. There'll be flips in there.
So we sent this to our own experts.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it doesn't show any specific actions of any kind, election related or not.
The Chad Olson Show.
Well, it is an information war. It is propaganda from one side to the other. And of course, CNN's not going to sit there and say, well, Mike, we did discover that everything that you've shown us is indeed genuine and authentic. Well done. That was never going to happen. And so the discrediting and the disparagement is the treatment du jour for anybody who's in this business. And Sidney Powell, that certainly was doled out to you in what it is that you've been fighting on this ground as well. Talk a bit about the tactics of the enemy and their. I guess if it weren't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Yes, that's definitely a true saying. Well, we have experienced every manner and means of what they call lawfare you might imagine. Of course, it was started with Dominion filing a lawsuit against me for $1.3 billion in the District of Columbia.
Yes.
They also sued my nonprofit, DefendingTheRepublic.org, which hadn't even been started by the time of the incidents that they complain about.
How much are you able to go into the proceedings of those? And once the meter starts running, these are tremendously expensive and time consuming just to respond to. And of course, that's the whole point.
Right, that's the whole point. I think they filed roughly a 200 page complaint against it. A lot of it was repetitive. They alleged defamation, and I'm not sure what else. Frankly, I haven't taken my time to read the complaint.
Yes.
I hired lawyers to do that for me so it would not distract me from what I need to be focusing on. And the same for Smartmatic, filed a suit against me in New York for $2.7 billion, since $1.3 didn't seem to be enough.
Just double it for double it for good measure.
Yeah, just throw in a couple of billion more for good measure. And then Eric Coomer, an executive of Dominion, sued me and others in Colorado. So we're defending in 3 different court systems, 3 different suits, 1 federal, 2 state, I believe. And then, of course, the governor of Wisconsin is seeking sanctions against me and trying to disbar me for having filed the suit against him against Wisconsin involving the corrupt election there. And the Secretary of State of Michigan and the Attorney General of Michigan and the governor of Michigan are trying to take my law license there, and even went out and held a press conference on their sanctions motion and used it as a fundraising maneuver and filed a grievance with the Texas bar to take my license in Texas.
Well, when it comes to swamp creatures, I guess the easier question would have been, who isn't suing you?
Right.
Sidney Powell is our guest on this edition of the Chad Olson Show. We'll continue this conversation. They are out for blood. They are out for the blood of this nation. They want to destroy this nation once and for all. And the cost is great. It involves so frequently. It involves our blood, our treasure, and our sacred honor. And all of those things are on the altar of liberty in this battle. Back with more Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.